Hey, C3 family, it is Monday, and we're traveling through the book of Romans, and are you ready for a great chapter today in Romans? I hope that this chapter encourages you in bringing you hope. You know, sometimes when I read the Bible, I can read several chapters, or I can read for a long period of time, and I can close my Bible, and maybe you can relate, and I can think to myself, you know, there really wasn't anything there that just hit me today. And most of the time when that happens to me, I have not prepared my heart. So something that I want to encourage you to do is, before you get into your new in 22 reading, that, or any time that you read the Bible, I want to encourage you that you just pause and prepare your heart. You know, so many times I've just asked God, God, give me something. Give me something in what I read. Whether I'm reading the painstakingly difficult book of Leviticus or Numbers or some of these other books that are just flat out hard to understand, or hard to make relevant to my life today. It's a really beautiful thing that when I take time to ask God to show me something, that He will always do that. And sometimes the something is a passage or an account, but sometimes it's a verse, just one verse. And in an hour's worth of reading, one verse can stand out. And today for me, as I was reading the fifth chapter, something just jumped off the page of my Bible right away. Because at the very beginning of chapter 5 of Romans on this Monday, I read this. I read, "We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." You know, if we think about peace, we live in this world that is so lacking in peace. Whether it's war, whether it's peace with those we love, whether it's peace with those we don't love, people we're annoyed with, people we work with. Just to read that encouraged me today that we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. There is no greater peace than we can have than peace with God because of Jesus. So that's what stuck out to me. But I think for some of you, you're going to have a lot of other things stick out to you today, because I'll be honest with you, Romans chapter 5 is a very quotable chapter that you'll hear things that, if you've spent time in your Bible or in church a lot, you'll recognize things. You know, we've shared so often James chapter 1, where it talks about suffering and suffering producing perseverance, and the whole goal being spiritual maturity. You know, Paul writes this, so James was written by James, Jesus's half-brother. But this is Paul writing almost the identical thing, verses 3 and following. "Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings." Now, if I'm honest, I don't always glory in my sufferings. But here's why he says we glory in our sufferings, or maybe why I should glory in my sufferings. Because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Does that sound familiar? Perseverance, character, and character, hope. So if we have character, it'll develop hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Now that's a quotable passage that some of you might want to write down today. Just a few verses down, verse 8. I know many of you recognize this, but God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And then the last thing I want to end on with you today is he does another, and we've talked about this before, that he does a lot of comparing between Adam and Jesus, to the point of the scriptures calling Adam the first Adam and then Jesus the second Adam, and not that they were the same. But it says this, if we look at verse 16 and following, it says, "Nor can the gift of God be compared with the result of one man's sin." Right? That's Adam. "The judgment followed one sin and brought condemnation. But the gift followed many trespasses and brought justification." So what is that gift? Verse 17, "For if by the trespass of the one man, death reigned through that one man." See, death started with Adam, right? "How much more will those who receive God's abundant provision and grace of the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ?" So this is a great trade-off here. With this Adam and Jesus contrast. One man blew it, didn't he? Adam blew it. And sin entered the world, death entered the world, and then everybody from that point on had that sin nature they were born with. And then it says one man died, sinless. And at that point, salvation entered for all who would receive him, and everybody has a chance to benefit from that. I'll close with 18 and 19. "Consequently, just as one trespass," that's Adam, "resulted in condemnation for all people, so also one righteous act," that's Jesus on the cross, "resulted in justification and life for all people. For just as through the disobedience of the one man, the many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of the one man, the many will be made righteous." I love that. I hope that means something to you today. The disobedience of one man made us all sinners. We're born with that sin nature. But the obedience of the one, Jesus Christ, allows us to be called righteous in God's eyes. I hope Romans 5 is encouraging to you today. Find that verse, find that word, and think on that today. I'll be back with you tomorrow.